Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
We take your calls on 086-000-0959. I'm very happy to also look at those voice notes on 063-688-0959. I wanted your comments on this unfortunate incident earlier on. 13 people dying, 19 occupants in this minibus taxi. Unfortunately, 12 of them were children who've passed on. The MEC of Education went to the hospital to see others who were in hospital. We are told that 7 were released and discharged from hospital. Banyaza Lusufi, also the Premier, went to see those children. But really, something that we need to discuss, and how are we going to prevent this from happening again? I did also say that I want to discuss what the mayor of Ekurhuleni said today, earlier on today, with regards to the conduct of a former finance MMC in Ekurhuleni, Nkululeko Dunga, who is the EFF's Gauteng leader. Thank you so much for making time, Mr. Dunga. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, and good evening to the listeners of Kaya FM.
Mr. Dunga, I just wanted to just check with you whether you were privy to what the mayor of Ekurhuleni had to say earlier on. A lot of it, yes, was to update the citizens about service delivery, but quite a big chunk of his conversation had to do with your conduct while you were MMC of Finance in the city of Ekurhuleni.
So, look, it's expected that you'd want to speak of ourselves more, because nobody listens when he speaks about himself, you know. But in context of what he had said, I had not really paid attention. Mm-hmm. We're busy with a by-election in the city of Johannesburg. Perhaps if you can put us into confidence what he said, then we'd be able to respond.
Well, he was talking about the fact that you were removed because you were incompetent. He said, you know, one of the other issues that came up was the fact that absenteeism was an issue that the city had with you. Your lack of community participation when you were dealing with the budget is another issue. But by and large, you're just somebody that didn't deliver while you were in that portfolio. All right, we have lost him. We've lost him, and I know it's not his fault. I think we do have issues with the comms at the moment. Our communication lines are struggling to hold up. So I can tell you now it's not his fault. So we'll try and get him on a better line. But his line and our line has been failing. So we'll try and get hold of EFF Gauteng leader, just so that he has the right of reply. We did ask him if he wanted it. He said yes, he wants to respond to it. Whereas for the Ekurhuleni mayor, well, the entire thing was quite public, and so if you have missed it, you can go online and see that public briefing there. Okay, there is another issue that I wanted us to discuss. Life Esidimeni, you know that the judgment today was just unfortunately very, very scathing. It found Tlotane Mahlengu as one who has to account for the deaths. Yes, unfortunately, not all 144 deaths were accounted for, not in that way, because it was difficult for all of those who had died to have medical assessments done. Some of them were already buried, but Section 27 had actually managed to get at least some medical reports for about 44 of them. The reports, unfortunately, I mean, when you listen to what the judge had to say, Judge Defo, what she had to say was that for some, it was because of hunger, really, starvation. Some of these patients died because of, you know, lack of food. And so we are going to be speaking to a family member of one of the deceased, just whether they feel vindicated, whether they feel this is justice. I can't imagine. I just cannot imagine being a family member of someone who went through what they went through. And if you remember the accounts of some of them transported in, you know, in truckloads. They didn't have even their medication. Their files, medical files, had gone missing. So the question is, have we pointed to enough people who are responsible for this tragedy? What about those who actually were also responsible on the day-to-day basis? The nurses, some of the homes. There was one particular home that the families wanted to hold accountable. So will the NPA look into this any further? That's the question I want to know. What will this mean now that the judge has said, yes, some of these deaths were as a result of negligence, and squarely puts it at the doorstep of Gladani Mahlangu, who was MEC of Health in Gauteng at the time. So we'll obviously see whether there will be prosecutions, whether there will be, you know, a further movement in this regard. But your take on what we heard earlier on 086-000-00959. Well, thank you so much for staying with us. Let's try and see if we can get Nkululeko Dunga on this better line. I hope you can hear us. Can you hear us, Mr. Dunga?
Definitely. Apologies for that. Yeah, this is much more better now.
Much, much better. I was pointing out to you what the mayor had said briefly. Overall, just the fact that he believes that you are incompetent in the position. Were you aware of the sentiments the city had about your conduct while you were in that position?
Well, look, we must just dispel the notion that it is the city's perspective. Mm-hmm. It remains that of the mayor, which lacks, obviously, a objectivity in its holistic term. And we say this because upon him having taken a decision to remove particularly myself from the executive, he had then pointed out obviously, a fallout that we had with him. And one of them was that he wanted myself as an MMC of finance to incorporate in the budget the prospect of us having to request for a loan to a value of 500 million rands, which I outrightly declined to accept on the basis that I don't think that we are in a great financial position for us to actually go and incur additional debt outside of what we have. And the second point, as at least this is what he had said to myself, was that he feels extremely undermined on the basis that officials listen to me more than they listen to him. And he needs to assert his authority. And at no point was there an attribution made towards the level of competency. And we say this because this is the same mayor whom when we tabled the budget in the mayoral committee, went on to lobby other political parties outside of the EFF to not adopt the budget, to a point that we had almost not met compliance in a reference to Section 24 of the MFMA, which warrants or dictates rather that we table for consideration or approval the budget 30 days before the end of the financial year. And he was adamant that he had received the necessary concurrence from the former MEC of Kokdamzi, and that we can circumvent that process. And, you know, we argued differently. Had we been incompetent, that is, Mrs. Pamela, we would have found ourselves in a position where we would have agreed with the mayor because we would have been financial delinquents, you know, and therefore registering the city to be dysfunctional just because the mayor felt that we should not actually table the budget for consideration for approval. Mm. And we upon taking office, obviously, we were sitting with about 7 billion rand in terms of debt that we owed to service providers. And we took that down to about 3 billion or so. And the 3 billion, majority of the chunk of it now was Eskom and Rand Water, you know, and it were current current accounts that were not overdue at the time. We increased our cash on hand. The last quarter report was actually standing at about 1.2 billion. Although we were lacking behind, but we were pushing as much as we can in terms of the paying of service providers. The mayor is not saying anything that ever since we have been removed as the as members of the mayoral committee in charge of finance, they have not paid invoices to service providers who are up in arms as we speak to you now, you know. But because we understand that there are politics at play and that the mayor obviously has to exercise political patronage to his counterparts in the ANC considering that they've got an elective conference, an internal elective conference in the region, it necessitated that he actually gives an olive branch, and he carries out an olive branch to a person that he would have deemed an opposition, which is Jongi Zizwe, and has nothing to do really with our functions, with our responsibilities, because we've carried them out fully. I mean, just last week, SALGA gave us two awards, you know, on Friday. They gave us two awards, one for the reduction in terms of the UIFWs for the 2023-2024 financial year, as well as the implementation of control systems, you know, and consequence managements in the city. Had we been incompetent, would we have been given those awards? I don't think so. The chairperson of SALGA in the province, by the way, who is a custodian of these awards, is the same Jongi Zizwe who has now made the MMC of Finance.
Why the target specifically to yourself?
I mean, it's very clear we are the most senior in terms of political authority. And when you look at organizations and organizational positions, I'm much more senior than him. He remains an RTT co-audit convener, I think. I'm the provincial chairperson of the EFF in Gauteng. So if there's anyone who would want to assert their influence and show dominance, the best thing that they can do is to hit that which they think would be felt the most. And obviously he does this in a way of trying to assert himself into the system, as hence his views of saying that the officials or the system listens to myself more than it listens to him. It's just an asserting of influence more than anything, but also inspired by envy and political jealousy, obviously.
So
we served under Dr. Kagaza.
Yes.
And the Youth League. I'm a former member of the Youth League. When he was at the highest accolades of power, I think he was the chairperson of the region at that time and recontested and became MMC. We're still at a branch level. Mm-hmm. So he can't stomach the idea that we have come into the space where we are political seniors to him.
You think it's personal, you think?
Definitely. It borders on political jealousy, but it also borders on personal jealousy from a personal perspective.
How is this affecting?
It has nothing to do with the finances of the city.
Okay. Are we to read, you know, strained relations between the EFF and ANC in Gauteng when you look at this kind of conduct?
Yeah, just before we respond to that, I mean, we're also dealing with the mayor who is the former MMC of Finance, by the way. Mm. And when he took over in 2019, well, not 2016, rather, he took over a cash on hand of about 5.2, 5.3 billion rand. And, you know, over the years where they presided over that particular cash on hand, and the time where the DA took over in 2021, was 5 billion rand gone and nothing to show for it. They spoke of capital projects that have been done, but we have not seen the value for money. And these are some of the questions that we have raised to say that, how then do we give society the confidence to say that you are the mayor who presided over the finances of the city where they went down, and one would still come to a common belief that in actual fact you do know about finances more than anyone else when you have shown incompetence in the space of finances outside of the immediate issue that I've just referred to in terms of Section 24 of the MFMA. Now, what does this mean in terms of our relations with the ANC? Mm. Is that I, you know, from that stance, is that we still have great relations with the leadership of the ANC, particularly at a provincial level, yes, where we are able to discuss and have these and interrogate some of these decisions that are made. And it remains to be seen as to whether they would be able to rein in their own structures, because it seems as though that the ANC is a federal organization where lower structures do not really subject themselves to the collective decision of a higher structure. And that becomes problemsome to a certain extent, because there is a bearing or an influence that the decisions of the city of Ekurhuleni would have in the city of Joburg, in the city of Tshwane, and ultimately even in the legislature as well. But I mean, we are people who are always considerate of alternative and superior logic views, and the best that we can do is to continue to have a discussion. I think what is of greater importance in this context is to have a thorough understanding in terms of the relation between the provincial leadership and the regional leadership of the ANC, because then you would then get to understand in terms of what must then happen going forward.
Appreciate you clarifying all of this for us. Thank you very, very much. Nkululeko Tunga is EFF Gauteng leader, and just his response to the utterances made by the mayor of Ekurhuleni today. As I said to you, there was a press briefing. It was supposed to be a conversation about service delivery. He says they want to also establish a war room on dealing with issues, service delivery war room. But while he was doing that, there were utterances also about Nkululeko Tunga, why they allowed him to leave as MMC of Finance in Ekurhuleni. Some unsavory things there. Well, in a nutshell, that he was incompetent. So we just thought he also needed a writer reply.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.